Supercars arrive in Taupo this weekend, up to 70,000 expected. Both days sold out, of course, have been for ages. Jackson Evans, third-generation Kiwi racer, won the Porsche Carrera Cup, of course, back in 2018. He now runs with Brad Jones Racing and is with us. Jackson, very good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning to you too. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. How much time have you spent on the Taupo track over the years?
To be perfectly honest, this will be my first race at Taupo. I've visited a couple of times to spectate, my cousins and uncles and stuff, but never raced there myself, so looking forward to it.
Fantastic, because I would have thought if you'd spent a bit of time, because you spent a lot of time as a kid in Australia, didn't you, karting and doing all the usual stuff and the build-up to where you are at the moment?
Yeah, correct. I started my racing career once I'd moved to Australia, but, you know, I came back and did some go-karting here in New Zealand and a couple of endurance races. But yeah, most of that was in Australia before heading overseas.
For those who have got track experience there, is that a massive advantage this weekend, or is there enough practice time leading up for everyone to get to an even level?
I would certainly say it's probably a slight advantage. My teammate Andre Heimgartner, he's probably the most local here in Taupo and knows his way around, but it's kind of a clean slate for everyone at the same time. We've not run these current cars here, so I think it'll be exciting nonetheless, and hopefully once we have our practice today, we'll be up to speed.
Speaking of Heimgartner, you also got Bryce Fullwood in the Brad Jones Racing team. How are they? Because you're comparative, for people who don't follow the sport, you're comparatively new to supercars. How are they in terms of help and, you know, guidance?
Yeah, they've been really good. My first year in the championship, it's a lot to take in. It's a pretty steep learning curve, but I aligned myself with the team because I thought it was a great fit. And I'm just trying to learn from them as much as I can. They're obviously competitors at the same time, but they collectively as a team, we want to go forward. So we're working together quite well, especially Andre and I. I think it's maybe just that Kiwi touch, but it's been a good fit so far, and hopefully we can continue to build on that relationship.
How's the leap been from you're in Porsches and you've done endurance and all that stuff, but from the Porsche to what you're racing at the moment, how big a leap is that?
Yeah, it's been massive. Obviously, mainly endurance racing overseas the last 5 years with Porsche, with an engine in the back, sitting on the left-hand side is almost polar opposites now in the supercar. It's a very raw car, a lot of power, probably under tired, so not a lot of grip. So it's taking a little time to come to grips with and understand and get comfortable in. But, I'm really enjoying it. And, haven't said goodbye to the GT stuff overseas in a Porsche, but, trying to shift my focus to being closer to home now.
What are you making of the setup? I mean, I know Porsche is pretty sophisticated on an international stage, but I mean, the supercars as an entity, the teams, the promotion, the marketing, the whole thing, it's a pretty slick operation, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, and I think anyone that's down in Taupo this weekend will really see how much effort goes in behind the scenes, to make this event a success. It was a pretty cool turnout for the Truck to Town event yesterday morning. There's a lot of commercial things involved with being a supercar driver, which is something that I'm probably a little bit more used to. But, they're really trying to push not only for the drivers, but for the partners and sponsors of the series, which is, appealing to not only the drivers, but, brands and companies that want to get behind and get some advertisement out there. So I think everyone does a really good job. And, we're all collectively trying to create a good show for everyone to get some sort of entertainment out of.
Forecast is for a bit wet at times over the weekend. Do you care whether it's wet or dry?
Well, I'm always told that the Kiwis are good in the wet. So, I don't know what it is, what we do here that makes us fast. But, I won't shake my head at any rain if it does come our way.
Good on you. You go well, mate. Appreciate it very much. Jackson Evans, who's with the Brad Jones Racing side, along with the aforementioned Fullwood and Heimgartner, of course.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.